Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da. Hey, I see Betty Jo Tucker already in the chat room. Well, she's listening online. Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Check her out. All right, we're going to have a little comedy today. And a little fun, I hope. It's been hot, right? Every time someone says, is it hot enough for you? I want to say, really? Do you have to ask? Okay. So, I don't know what to start with. Let's see, what do we have here that's fun? I don't know, let's blame it on something. Lucy Arnaz.
I was at a dance when he caught my eye, standing all alone, looking sad and shy. We began to dance, swaying to and fro, and then I knew I'd never let him go. Blame it on the bossa nova with its magic spell. Blame it on the bossa nova that he did so well. It all began with just one little dance, and then it ended up this big romance. Blame it on the bossa nova, that dance of love. The bossa nova. The bossa nova. Yeah. The bossa nova. The dance of love. Now I'm glad to say I'm his bride to be. We're gonna raise a family. And when our kids ask how it came about, I'm gonna say to them without a doubt, blame it on the bossa nova with its magic spell. Blame it on that bossa nova. We did so well. Oh, it all began with just one little dance, but soon it ended up this big romance. Blame it on that bossa nova. The dance of love.
Now is it the moon?
No, no, the bossa nova. No, 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 the bossa nova. Yeah, the bossa nova. The dance of love. Now our kids have flown. Now we're fancy free. And we're home alone. Just my groom and me. 30 years next June, and we're still going strong. Whatever made it stay so sweet? So long. Blame it on the bossa nova with its magic spell. Ooh, blame it on that bossa nova that we did so well. Ooh, it all began with just one little dance, and then it ended up this big romance. Blame it on that bossa nova. My dance of love.
Now is it the moon?
No, no, the bossa nova. No, 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 it was the bossa nova. What was the dance?
La Bossa Nova.
We took a chance on
La Bossa Nova.
I knew that he was a wonderful lover the minute that he did
La Bossa Nova.
Yum, yum, yum.
La Bossa Nova.
You three came from La Bossa Nova.
Lucy Arnaz, Betty Jo Tucker in the house, movie Attic Headquarters. I think she just did a review of Minions, if I'm correct. Stay tuned, and Betty Jo's going to post what she has on her going. Okay, on her show. All right. Keep the comedy going. You know, I realize exercise isn't for everyone. It's for enthusiastic people. I can't do yoga because I breathe in and I'm out. The closest I can get to yoga is yogurt. And believe me, those lids are getting harder to rip off. You know, I'm so lazy, sometimes I just drink it. Spoons are too much work. I don't know when spoons got to be so heavy. Researchers say laughing makes you lose weight. Now, that's pretty funny. I don't know about you. When I was younger, I used to pretend to be younger to get into the movies. Now I pretend to be older to get into the movies cheaper. Life does go full circles, at least the movies it does. I'm an optimistic pessimist. That's why I buy lottery tickets and never look to see if I won. Anyway, what else have I got new? I still weigh the same as I did 20 years ago. Of course, I was 9 months pregnant then. Want to weigh less, go to the beach. Because that's just science when you get in the water. And from the neck up, I'm pretty thin. Betty Jo Tucker, tomorrow, it's all about Al Pacino and his two recent movies and favorite performances. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. You want to be sure to check that out. I'm traveling, so every time I'm using another different computer, and always fun. Always fun to figure these things out on somebody else's computer. And let's see, what do we have here? I have something. I had it and I lost it. Okay. Here we go.
Internet dreamer tapping the keys. You're looking busy to keep your boss pleased. Internet dreamer, we know your kind. You're faking work while you're shopping online. Internet dreamer, you're such a nut. You waste your work day just surfing for smut. Won't you feel shocked? Oh, won't you turn pale when you find out your boss reads your email? You will find out your boss reads your email.
Is evil and I'll tell you why. It makes me have to see who's dating my ex-guy. I stare at his photos and it makes me cry. And that's one reason Facebook is evil. Facebook is dangerous and that's the truth. People posting pictures of me from my youth. Pictures where I'm puking in a Denny's booth. It's blackmail. And that's two reasons Facebook is evil. You find things out about people's success. You want to feel glad, but you get depressed. You want to stop looking, but you're so obsessed with Leslie Katz from middle school, who always seems so freaking cool. But now she's married to a tool that makes you happy. So you keep on looking, cause it's worth it for the moments when you're happy. But also bad. I read some woman's wall and learned she married my dad. I kinda wish he told me first and I felt sad. And now I can't stop stalking them on Facebook. And I don't care about the sandwich you ate, or how it's just amazing that your life's so great. be more selective with your status update.
Try a phrase with sass,
or a shot at your ass, or something else that crass. Don't say you're happy, I'm gonna be honest, I don't give a shit when you're happy. Relationship. Poke, poke, poke. Like, like. Single, single. In a relationship. Poke, 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 poke. Like. Single, single. In a relationship.
No longer in a relationship.
In a relationship.
Engage.
Facebook is helpful when you're feeling fat. You can find old frenemies in 2 seconds flat and engage them right away with an instant chat and say, I thought I was fat, but you are fatter. But you are fatter. And those are reasons we think Facebook's evil. And up a farm fail.
To go to somewhere that's far, you won't be a no-show when the golden spirals are spun. Once you are there, you won't ever care. You'll see more than you thought you could see. Would you like to go where time stands still? It's closer than you know, no, and it guarantees you a thrill. If you believe, you won't want to leave. You'll stay there where there's never a bill. Indigo.
Tom Carosa and his latest song. And now a little Philip Giambri with What is Love? Spoken word.
What the hell is love? I'm 8 years old. I know one thing for sure. I love my mother. At 12, I think I'm in love with Jesus. At 14, I think I love Maureen, but she likes my best friend. At 16, I'm in love with Cass, but I'm dating her best friend. At 18, I'm just angry. I think nobody loves me. I hate everybody. At 21, Rosie loves me. For almost a year, I'm too drunk to notice that she's a hooker. And I'm too drunk to care because I don't even love her. At 23, I'm madly in love with Carol. Or even engaged until she dumps me at 25. I confess I really want to be an actor and not the middle-class banker I promised her. Well, I'm being selfish, I know, but I was still heartbroken. At 26, Sharon and I are madly in love. But she tortures me with endless flirtations, constant tests to prove my love for her. After 3 years of anxiety, frustration, anger, everything, I just fell out of love. It's over. It's then she becomes the woman I thought I originally fell in love with. It's too late. She asked if we could at least be fuck buddies. I said, okay. At 30, I'm in love with Eileen. It's the beginning of women's lib. She weighs our relationship in terms of what her women's group feels is appropriate. She dumps me because they say I'm too sexist and not a sensitive enough guy for her. She leaves a parting message on my answering machine. It says, thank you. You helped me grow. At 32, I'm living with Susan. She's a free spirit. She feels that an open sexual relationship is what she needs to fulfill herself as a woman. She runs off to Toronto and living in a teepee with some hippie, and she leaves her needy sister behind until I work up the guts to kick her out. I sleep with a lot of women during those summers of free love. I don't have much fun. And I got the clap 3 times. A friend of mine has a telling observation. He says, you know, all the women you fall in love with, they're the same person. They just look different. Wow. A moment of clarity here. She offers me a blind date with her friend to prove a point. I accept. And I think I feel real love for the very first time. Yet, 40 years later, I'm still asking myself, what the hell is love? And I realize I might never know the answer. Seems more now an abstraction rather than some tangible sensation. I'm 70 years old, and I think I know less about love than when I started. I'm really grateful for all the love I've been given, but I have no real feel sense of what I ever honestly returned.
When they get inside the castle and they find the room where Dorothy's at, and the Tin Man takes his axe out, he starts kicking the door down, pauses the film. Okay, where did the Tin Man get his axe from? And I said, Stu, is this where the movie loses credibility for you? Because you have no problem with the flying monkeys, right? But here's where the film heads south for you. Good, good, good. It's true. Come on, it's true. Women. Women know things that men will never know. It's true. Women know things like colors. Right? Because apparently this color doesn't go with that color. How do you know that? Seriously, I mean, did you get a color wheel while I was in gym class? How do you? Every husband in this room outside of the bedroom can't wear that. Why not? Because that doesn't go with that. So what, I'll blow up? What?
Mr. Broker
in Montreal. All right, they're both, I am familiar, like I said, with every style of music. Please give me a musical song. I think about Gigi, the investment a broker from Montreal.
My name is Yeezy. Listen to me. I'm gonna help you financially. I got a price. It looks real good. You asked me to invest. I say, Monsieur, I'm supposed to do it.
A Broadway song about Kathy, who is the office manager of a mall in Bennington, Vermont.
Come see all the Christmas display there. They came out of my budget, and I did them for you. Won't you come now and throw a coin in my fountain? I collect them. And I keep them.
And what do you do for a living in Canfield, Ohio?
I work in a drywall. Sell drywall.
You sell drywall.
I got me with four or two. I got a half inch or three quarters or two. You can buy if you don't flinch. I said, what the heck? Go for the inch. It'll sound from your house, and I'll do what they do. I got some little messages. I can do them for you. You got to be in my back and call. Diane from Canfield sells drywall. Yeah, yo.
Teach nurses. Ah, very good. Right, how many people here have actually ever heard Bollywood music before?
She says I can sense your temperature, I say. She can tell you how to take a temperature in about half a dozen kinds of ways. Mass just last Sunday, my sweetie pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered a pierogi, four potato, two cheese, and two meat. Hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten six and still had two. Her eyes were full of love and hunger, so I asked, what would my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She packs them in like no one else does. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She's twice the girl that she once was. I had two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. My Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. I'll never need a doggy bag. I'll never need a doggy bag.
Ah, that was Tom Garosa, of course, the one and only. Betty Jo Tucker Movie Addict Headquarters this week. It'll be about Al Pacino. So you want to check that out. Movie Addict Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And if you check out her blog, you can see her poem on minions. She's one in a minion, isn't she? I couldn't resist the joke there, you know. It was just setting up, waiting for me to happen. No, I wasn't going to do. Anyway, all right. We're down to 4 minutes of the show, and I guess we're just going to have some fun still. Let's see. I have a Jane Connor.
I have two boys. Otherwise, everything's fine. They're killing me. Nobody listens. I would love to have the CIA wiretap me. At last, somebody would be listening. They like to listen to the rap music. I mean, guys, we live in Greenwich, Connecticut. How ghetto can you and your J. Crew shirts get? When I'm in my kitchen, I like to listen to real music. Aretha, Tina Turner, Billy Joel, yeah. When the kids come in, they take out my CD, they put in their CD, and all of a sudden it's, is it worth it? Let me work it. Put your thing down. I'm making a salad. Put what thing down? After 30 minutes of this, even I'm singing, is it worth it? Let me work it. Put your thing down, flip it, and reverse it! No. Don't encourage me. This is wrong. No. Look. I should be seeing words to the Sound of Music or an opera. No, I'm now. Uh-oh. My milkshake brings the boys to the yard, evidently. I ain't no hollaback girl. I've got junk in my trunk. Yes, I do. I'm trying to dust, and then I'm there. My haunt, my lovely lady love. I don't know the front from the back, but maybe you can help me. All right, so anyway, these kids, I tell you, my older boy just graduated from college. Major in religion. Shoot me now. The job offers are just pouring in. My husband said, maybe you'll be a priest. A priest, great. My old archdiocese of Boston just paid out $85 million to settle all the lawsuits. Yeah. Now at least we know what the second collection's for. I thought it was going to Africa, the poor people. No! Father O'Malley Defense Fund!
That was Jane Condon. And we'll go out on a little me. Thank you, Betty Jo Tucker. Movie out of headquarters every Wednesday at 4 p.m.
Of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeling is wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party. And you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office. Or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow. I can beat him to the door jam. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time, all those big black and white labels. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish. Not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How am I my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably
Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget my CDs are available on CD Baby. This is Nancy Lombardo. Have a good day.